You hold him down for Nun Hey. Daf Nun Hey.
Parable from three quarters down. Achas. Hold him by two dots. Achas. Achas v'yachas. Achas v'shtayin. This is the way they used to count the Hazois when they did by the par and by the Sawyer. On Yom Kippur, he had to do seven lamato and one lamalo. So first he did a hazor, he made it go upwards like this. Like we had it more before. He put his hand downwards and he threw the blood with his finger upwards and the dam fell down on the floor in front of the kapurus. And then he did a second time, seven times downwards motion. He started with his finger up and he went downwards, seven times downwards. So he used to count achas, that means one he did lamalam. Then achas v'yachas. Then he did one up, one down. Achas v'shtayim, one up and two down. Tana Rabbonin. Our gear series, like we have in our Mishnah, achas, one upwards. Then achas v'yachas, one up, one down. Achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh. Achas v'yarba, achas v'chomesh. Achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita, the way it says in our Mishnah. We first count the one that he did upwards. And then we count the 1, 2, 3, till 7 that he does downwards. We have Yehudi Roimer, Achas, first you do one Lamala, then Achas V'Yachas, that's the same way, one and one. Now, Shtayim V'Yachas, Sholosh V'Yachas, Arbo V'Yachas, Chomesh V'Yachas, Shesh V'Yachas, Sheva V'Yachas. That's the way he holds, that's what Yehudi holds, they counted. That first they said the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever you're holding going downwards, and then you said V'Yachas, the one that you did upwards. So Gemara says, V'loi pligi. There's no real machlekes in Allah and din, how you have to count. But just mar ki asrei, or mar ki asrei. Each one went after the way he said it in his town. So Rashi explains, mar ki asrei, the asrei, the Rebbe Meir, moinen minyan klal tchilo. Like you have number 22. So first you used to say the klal of 20. V'yachakach prat. Could go in esrim v'yachas, 21. Or else esrim v'shtayim, 22. V'yachad Rebbe Yehuda, parat chilo shtayim v'yesrim, sholosh v'yesrim. And Yehuda said, no, first used to say the prat, the smaller number, and then they would say the klal, the bigger number. That's the way they went around. So Mela, it just depends how you count. Do you count 21, or do you count 1 and 20, 2 and 20? But really, the ikavot is you have to count the one upwards and then the seven going downwards. Which way do you do it? One and two, one and three, or three and one? It depends how your city, how they count by you. So Mar says the kuliyam everybody holds though mias hazoy rishena tricha minyan. The first one, the one you do lamala, you have to include it in all your countings. Like you have to say one upwards, one downwards, then one up and two down. Three down, four down, but you always have to say achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'yarba. Hesriches minyan im kol achas v'yachas. You have to count the one that you did upwards with all the rest of them that you're counting you're going downwards now. For the Gemara my timer, what's the reason for this? How come when you're counting the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of downwards, you also have to count achas to say you did one lamala? Is Rabbi Lezer, what Rabbi Lezer says, shelo yito v'hazois. Stop to give him time to think in between. He should not make a mistake in his counting. Like he has to be careful. This is the second one downwards, the third one, fourth one. So to give him time to think, to know what he's doing, he also includes the number one that he already did upwards. Rashi says, Shloyita, Shiheloi Shoyis Pentayim, Losais Liboy Leminyan Shloyita. He should have time in between one hazor to the next one to think, to realize, to know exactly where he's holding, not to make a mistake. That's why we're marach a little bit in between, and we say, achas v'shtayim, achas v'yarba, achas v'chomesh, we say the extra one each time, to give him more time to think. Reb Yechonon Omar, no, he holds his exeris akosif. Reb Yechonon Omar, Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, v'lefnei ha-kapuris yazer. It says an extra word here, yazer. Because we know already we're talking about the hazos, the sprinkling, spritzing of this dam. Shein tam loim yazer. The posuk did not have to say the word yazer. Olma tam loim yazer. How come the posuk says extra? Lufnei akaparis yazer. You should spray the dam in front of the kaparis. Is limud al hazor rishoina to teach us that this first hazor that you do lamalam, the achas is shetzricha minyan im kol achas v'achas. You have to keep on counting that first one that you made the hazor upwards with all the rest of the seven you do lamatam. So it's Gzera Sakosib that when you count the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 going downwards, you also have to say Achas with each one of them. That's this extra word of Yazir. L'fnei HaKaparis Yazir to say that the minion, the count of this one going upwards, you have to include it with all the ones going downwards. So Gemara says, "My binayu, what's the nafkamin of it's tamas svaro, or it's exeras akosim that you have to count achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh?" So Gemara says, "Ikim binayum the leimon of leitor. Let's say you did not count. You only did achas one lamala. Then you did achas v'shtayim, shalosh v'yarba. You didn't count achas v'yarba, and you didn't make a mistake in your count. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Lez's time, that it's only you should not make a mistake." So if you didn't make a mistake, but the evidence is good, even though you only counted achas shtayim shalosh v'yarba, you didn't count the achas shtayim, still it's good, because it's only like the tchili you're supposed to do it, not to make mistakes. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yechinun, that holds the gzeras hakosiv, there will be even likuva. Like Rashi says, the pasuk says chuka by the inyan here. So whatever the Torah says, it's chuka, it has to be, if you don't do it, it's possum. So according to Rabbi Yechinun, that's the gzeras hakosiv of lufnei kaparis yazir, to teach us that the way you count the seven hazoyas downwards has to be including each time the one hazoya did upwards. You have to say achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh. If you don't do it, it's possible. So it's a nafkamina b'dievet. If you don't count the achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, is it kosher or not? According to Rabbi Lez, it would still be kosher. It's only chatchila not to make a mistake. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's exeras hakosiv. It'll be possible even b'dievet if you don't have it. Right, then the Mishnah says, Yotza v'henichoy alkan hazov shebeichel. The Kohen Gadol, when he finished making the hazois with the dam hapar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he went outside and put down this mizrach, he put down this kli full of the blood, there was still blood of the par left over, he put it down on a kan, on a stool, on a stand made out of gold in the heichel. Now, Tanan Hosam, we learned, and the Mishnah says, a machlekes if there were two stands or one stand. And then it says the Kohen Gadol, then after he finished with the power, he went to get the Sawyer, the Seir Ezim, which was Lachatis. He made the Shechita then, he made the Kabbalah Saddam, and he took the Dam into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he did the same thing there. He made one Hazor Lamala, and then seven Hazors Lamata. And when he finished with the Dam of the Sawyer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he came outside. So according to the Tanakhama, there were two cans, there were two stands there. So he put down the blood now from the Sawyer on the second stand. So on the first stand, he already had the Mizrah with the blood of the power. And now when he got finished coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the third time, he put it down on a separate stand for the Dam of the Sawyer. That was the Tanakhama. We have Yehuda in the Mishnah said no. He said there was only one stand. There was only one stand there. So what he did was, he came out and he first picked up the Dama power in his hand, and then he put down the Dama Sar on the stand. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there was only one Khan in the Eichel. So, first, it's Poshim. When he came out the first time with the Dama power, he put it down on the stand, and he went to work with the Sirizim to make that a Chatis and bring the Dama inside. Now, when he came out the third time from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he had in his hand the Dama Sar. So what he did was, first he picked up in his hand the Dam HaPar, and then he put down on that stand the Dam HaSoyer. And like the Mishnah says, with the Dam HaPar now, he had to do another set of Hazois, one upwards and seven downwards, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but in the Heichel. Outside in the Heichel, facing towards the Parachis, he made another set of this one and seven Hazois. But the Kitta, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was only one Khan there. So Shal is why? Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, weren't there also two stands? Like the Meister, you had two different dams that you had to put down there. You had the dam from the par, the Kohen Gadol's own par, and then we have the dam from the Sirizim, from the Shnei Gerolos, that the one was Echad Lachatas Lashem. The one that came out Lashem, that's the Sirizim he's making for Chatas now. So since you had to have the work with the two dams, so why weren't the two stands there? So Mar says, we'll see Rabbi Yehuda's reason. That Tanan Hossam, the same type of halacha we learned also in the Gemara in Shkolim. We had there that Rabbi Yehuda Weiner, Loihoyer Shoifaros Lekine Choiva. There wasn't a shoifa like a box where to put the money for people that had a chiyuv to bring the Kine Choiva. Moshe Zav or Azova. They have to bring the two birds. One is a chatas and one is an oilam. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there wasn't a shoifa, a special box to put the money for the choivas. Why not? Mepnei HaTarubas. Because we're afraid the two birds will get mixed up. The chayvis means you have to bring one for Naila, one for Chatis. So we're afraid that maybe those two birds will get mixed up. We won't know which one is the Chatis, which one is the Naila. So Gemara says, "My mifnei atarubas." What does it mean? We're afraid it'll get mixed up. I'm a Rav Yosef. Mifnei atarubas chayve bin adava. A little different. We're afraid the money will get mixed up from the shayfer that went for an adava to the shayfer that went for a chayve. Let's see. Rashi says, "Loihoye shayfaris lekine chayve." Means shayfer this box in the base of Migdish. Loses letoyche moyes. To put in their money, me shalov kan chayvam shall zav zav of yeledis. Anisha just gave birth. She has a chiyuv to bring a kan, which means two pairs of birds. One is an oila, one is a chatis. Or in the time of Migdash, or somebody went into the base of Migdash when he was tamei. Is kishem shoyu sheforus lekan nedava. Tchiratanya lekamon. That everybody holds. There were sheforus boxes there in the base of Migdash where people used to put their money if they wanted to bring kinim for an nedava, just for an oila. The Kahanim then would empty out the money from this pushka and use the money to buy the birds to bring in the dover. So if Yehudi's shita was, there was no shofar or box set aside the people to put money if they had a chayiv. Like Yeledis Nishta gave birth, she has a chayiv to bring these two birds, one for Nerla, one for Chatis. There was no special pushka for that. Any Isha that wanted to bring it had to bring her own money privately and give it to the Kohen, or else bring the two birds there. Now, why wasn't there a public pushka there, a public shofar, for whoever has the chiyuv to bring the kinyan to put the money there? So, Yehudah Shita was with the terubas chayve bin adavim. Drashi shema yischalif shofar b'shofarim. We're afraid if there'll be two different pushkas there, that they'll get mixed up. True, the people put in the right pushka the money for the chayve, in the left pushka they'll put the money for an adavim. People that some want to bring an oilam. We're afraid later on the two pushkas will get mixed up. That's a Yehudi Shita. You can't have two pushkas, because we're afraid they'll get mixed up together. Oy Mishal Nedova Chayva. V'tifsol, and then it'll become possible. Shah Chayva, whoever has the chiyuv to bring a kanim, is achas, lachatis, v'achas li'ela. The lacher is one bird has to be a chatis, and one has to be a korban eila. V'yah Nedova, people that give money for the kinei Nedova, so stand a present, the lacher there is kulon eilis. They're all only a korban eila. V'yein maisa eila, o maisa chatis oven. There are different type of avoidis, what you do with a bird that's a chatas and a bird that's a noila. So therefore, in order that the two birds, the money, should not get mixed up, the Yehudi Shita was, there were no two shayfaras there. There was only one shayfar there to put the money for the doves. So Gemara says now, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Mevnei Taruba is chayfar bin adavim. Omer Lai Abayis, Abayis the kasha back. What's the svar of Yehuda? V'neva trei. Why don't we make two different pushkas, two different boxes there? V'nichta v'alayu. And we'll write on the boxes. Hi, the choyva. Find in the dova. We'll write on the pushka. This is the pushka for kine choyvis. Whoever your ledis has to give these two birds, chata tanoilom, put your money in this pushka. And whoever stam wants to give money for the dova, put the money in the other pushka. So what are we afraid the two pushkas will get mixed up? Why should they get mixed up? We'll write on the pushkas what they're for. The Teretz says, Reb Yehuda, less like Ksiva. Reb Yehuda doesn't hold from Ksiva. It doesn't help writing something down according to Reb Yehuda. Like Rashi says, less like Ksiva means, ein sein chinakach. Not that you're not allowed to write it down. Avad, you are allowed to write it down on the pushka. Say, this is a pushka for Chayva, this is a pushka for the Dova. But if Yehuda's Shita is not going to help you. There's Zimnin de Lava Daite. Sometimes you won't realize. You won't look and read what's written on the pushka, and you'll throw the money in the wrong pushka. A person that wants to bring a chayvam, by mistake, will go to the other pushka. So that's why Yehudi Shita, don't have two pushkas there, because we're afraid you make a mistake, and you put the money, the one that has a chayv, to bring one for a chatas, one for nayla, he'll put the money in the wrong box. So that's why Yehudi Shita. So what's the raya for this? Our mission here, Ditznan. We have Yehuda Weimer, Loi Ho Yeshom Ela Kan Echad Bavad. Our Mishnah, Reb Yehuda says on Yom Kippur, even though the Kohen Gadol had to do two sets of hazois, one with the dam from the par and one from the dam of the sawyer, still in the Heichol, there weren't two different stands. One stand to put down the kli that was holding the dam of the par, and another kli, another stand to put down the dam of the sawyer. Nothing doing. Because Reb Yehuda is afraid there's going to be two different stands there, and you put them both down, the Kohen Gadol is going to mistake and forgot which one is which. He'll come to take the wrong kli. So if Reb Yehuda's shita there's only one stand there. Like what you're holding in your hand, you know what you have. So when you come out now with the dam ha'par, first, or when you come out now with the dam ha'soyer, pick up the one stand there, which is the dam ha'par, hold it in your left hand like, and then put down the dam ha'soyer, and you know what you're doing with.
But there can't be two different stands there, because that's a Yehudi Shita. We're afraid you'll get mixed up one with the other. Just like it says by the Shkolim, by the Mesefta Shkolim, you can't have two different pushkas to put the money there, one Chayvi, one Nadova. We're afraid to get mixed up. Here also, Yehuda is afraid the two Dams, the two Kelim, will get mixed up one with the other. Yevavad, Trey, so the Morris explains, Trey, my time aloy. What does the Yehuda hold? There were not two different stands there in the Heichel to hold the two different Mizwaks, the two different Kelim full of blood. Mishum de Machalfi, because we're afraid they'll get mixed up. The Kohen Gadol will take the wrong kli, he'll think he has the dam of par, and maybe really it's only the dam of the sayer. For the Gemara of Neva Trei V'Licht of Alayu, good, made two separate stands, and right, on this stand is set aside for the dam of par. On the second stand is set aside for the dam of sayer. Like, what are we afraid to get mixed up for? Right on the stand, on the Khan, what it's for? Hide the par, hide the sayer. One is for the dam of par, and one is for the dam of sayer. Elo, what do you have to answer? Rabbi Yehuda, less like Sivar. Rabbi Yehuda does know that writing is enough. Even if we'll write down on the stand, this one set aside for the power, and this one set aside for the Soyer, still Rabbi Yehuda is afraid maybe the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur will mistaken and take the wrong blood for the wrong Avodah. Therefore, there's only one stand there, and at all times, one you're holding in your hand, and you know what you have, you never lose count of what you have. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We can't have two different pushkis or two different kanim because we're afraid they'll get mixed up one with the other. First says Meisva. You have a kashina on the Yehuda. It says that we have in the Mishnah in Masech Tishkolim that Shloisha Asara Shreifara Soya B'Migdish. There were 13 different boxes like pushkis there in the Beis HaMikdash that the people used to put money into. For your cost of Alayin. And there was a writing on every pushk, every box had written on it what it was for. One said Taklin Charatin. That's like the new Shkolim. And out there, people used to start to give the Shkolim for the new coming year. That's called Taklin Charatin. The new Shkolim, that was one Pishka. The Taklin Atikin. That was the Shkolim for last year. Like if somebody forgot to give the Machsa Shekel from last year, and it already came other that they're collecting for the new year. So if you didn't give last year, you still have a Chiyuv to give. But you don't put the money in the new Pushka. You put the money in the old Pushka. It was called Taklin Atikin, the old Pushka. Drashi Taklin Charatin, Al Echod Taklin Atikin. One of the Pushkas said an older one. Al Hasheni Kinim. The second one said Kinim. The Al Hashlishi Goiz Leoila. Al Ravi Eitzim. Al Hamishi Levoino. Al Hashishi Zov Lekaparis. Al Hashvi Veshisha Hoyu Kosav Aleim Nedova. It was written under Nedova. This was a 13 different Pushkas that wasn't the Beis Hamikdash. Now Taklin Charatin, Elu Shkolim Shakol Shana Vashona. That means Mi Sholom Lehovli Shkolim. Shikle Shanazu, whoever has the chiyuv to bring the shkolim for this coming year, Shaloi Hevi Biyader, he didn't bring it yet another, Mevi in Kol Shor, you can bring it any time you want, Kol Shor Shiyirtzim, V'noistim Ba'sheifesh HaTaklin Charatin, and you put your Machsa Shekel in this pushka that said, Taklin Charatin, the new shkolim. V'hagizborim noistim noisam Balishka, they put the money in the Lishka, and they take truma, they take money out of this lishka three different times of the year, like we had in Masechta Shkolim. Before it's a Pesach, halfway by Chag Pesach, before it's a Tzeres, right after Shavuos, before it's a Chag, right after Sukkos. That's when you used to take the trumas halishka. Is Yishko l'shana bo v'noisin l'shoyef v'shataklin atikin. Somebody that didn't give last year, when he comes this year, he can't put last year's money in the new pushka, because you can only use the money for this, you can only buy kabonis for the coming year with the new money, not with last year's money. Therefore, you have to have a special pushka where to put last year's money. They leave it over, they put the money for the leftover money of last year, shalashtaket. And what do they do with the leftover money of last year for the machsa shekel? With that money, they build up this wall around the city, around Yerushalayim, like learned in Shkolim already. Of a kitzah, there were 13 different shifaris that had in the Beis HaMikdash. So first you had the new Shkolim and the old Shkolim. Then Vikinim, the Goyz Le'Ola. Vikinim you had, or else Goyz Le'Ola, people have to bring up birds for Karban Ola. The Eitzim, whoever wants to bring, put money to buy the wood for the Marocha, or Levoina, you put money in one pushka to buy the Levoina, or Zavla Kaparis. Well, people used to give gold that used to make the Kaparis look nice. Veshishal Nadova. And then they had six special pushkas for Nadova. some people give money that with that money they would buy a korban olah when the mizbeach was empty. Some to give a present to the mizbeach. Now, taklin charatin, what does it mean, the new pushke, the new shkolim, elu shkolim shakol shana b'shona. That was everybody that's coming to give the machta shekel for this coming year. They put the money in this new pushkes. Taklin atikin, what does it mean, the old pushke? That means mishaloi shakol ishtakad. Somebody did not give the machta shekel last year is yishkol shana habom. When he wants to come now, like he's doing tshuva, he didn't give the machta shekel last year, give it now, you still have a chiyah to give it, but you don't put the money with the new shkolim because you can't use last year's money to buy kabbonis for this year, so you have to put it in last year's pushka, and they use it, like Rashi said, to build up the city with it. Then kinim. What does a pushka mean, kinim on it? That means hein teirin. That was, they brought the birds called the teirin. So Rashi, mimoye shevoi, ein loikim el teirin. With this money that says kinim, they only bought the older bird called the teirin. Goiz le'oila. What is the second push that says goes to Ola? What do they do with that money? Hein b'nei yoina. With that, they bought the younger bird, called the b'nei yoina, the younger pigeon. V'kula noilus. But all these pushkes, you know what they did with these birds? They were all only brought for korban Ola. Nothing was brought for chayva for korban chatis. It was only brought for korban Ola. Divri Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Trashe kula noilus. Rabbi Yehuda time. Rabbi Yehuda is very good, like we learned before. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda said before, Loihoyu Shayfaris Lakini Chayvam. He did not have a special pushka for a Chayvam. That means somebody that has a Chiyiv to bring these two birds, because by them, one is a Chatas and one is an Oila. And we're afraid the two pushkas will get mixed up. The Yetzim Ulavoin of Azov Lakapiris, the first Masech to Shcholim, the Gemara Shcholim explains it, that Hamis Nadiv Eitzim, if somebody wants to give money, to give wood, is nice moyes liyosin shofar, he would put the money into that pushka. For la yivchas mishnei gzirin, you can't give less money than the value of the two pieces of wood. For Hamis Nadiv Levoina, somebody wants to give a present to Levoina to the Beis Hamikdash, is mevi moyes, he would bring his money. For nice notayach shofar Levoina, and he would put his money into this pushka, this box that said Levoina on it. And then later the Kahanim would go, Veloichim hem Levoina. They would buy the Levoina, Maktirith used Levoina by the Lechem Aponim. On every Shabbos, you had the two Bezichon of Levoina on top of the Lechem Aponim. Is Ice in the Dovim. Ala Mizbeach Achitzim. That they would use these Nadovis for the outside Mizbeach. That's what they burnt it on. And Zov Lekapiris, that a special Shofar for Zov Lekapiris. Hamisnadir Zov, somebody wants to give gold, is Nice and Moist. He would give money into this Pushka. Lot Latoch Shofar, the Lekim Mehem Zov. The Kahanim would buy gold, the Klisharis, to make the Klisharis out of it. The Ema Mizrokis, that was the Kli they were Makabal the Dam with, Hakurim Kapurei Zov, Yazor de Rayon. Good. Then Vishishal and the Dova, Lakayat Samizbeich. There were six different Shofars there, that they used to put money in there, that they used to buy Korban Oila, that whenever the Mizbeich was empty, they brought a Korban Oila from it. That's called the Dovas. And here it says it was written on them. Oh, it could be, right? So you see, it was written on them, so you had the different shofars there. And since it was written on the shofar, so we know what the money of each one is for. And we're not afraid that the money of this shofar will fall to the other one. Like the money from the machza shekel shofar should fall and get mixed up with the other pushkam that was only for the buy the birds with. So true, they're all a carbon oil, but why are we afraid one pushka will get mixed up with another pushka? To see a quantum of Yehudi, you're not afraid. So Marim says, Ki yosir avdimi. Omar, he said like this, Amri Marova. We learned in Eretz Yisrael that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said there was no pushka for Kinei Chayvam is because it's a gzeira mishum chate shemesu balehem. Not if Shatzam were afraid you'll get mixed up with the two boxes. That you're right. That we see from here. Since you have the name written on the box, we're not afraid the boxes, the pushkas, will get mixed up one with the other. But if you want to have a special pushka that the people that have a chayv to bring the two birds, that one is a chatis, we're afraid maybe after the Bailam put the money in there, the Bailam died. And the locher is a chatis shemesa baleo, is lemisa, they're not allowed to bring it. So therefore, you can't use this money to buy the chatois, because we have to be afraid maybe one of the owners died already, and then you can't bring the carbon. So that's the chash, why you don't have a special pushka for the kine chayva. Because we're afraid maybe one of the Bailam would have died. Fredi Gemara, is that true? Micha shinen. Are we afraid that maybe one of the Bailam would die? For Yatanan, we learned like this. If somebody's in America and he's sending his korban chatis. He wants it to be brought in the Beis Hamikdash. Is the locha makriven oisa vecheska shukayim? When the kohen in the Beis Hamikdash receives this korban, he's allowed to bring the korban chatis, and he's allowed to nemon b'toras hachazakon that the owner is still alive. Like, since the owner was alive last week when he sent the korban, he has a cheskas chai. He was alive then. Mistam is still alive. So you see, we're not afraid that the owner is going to die. No. If people send the kabonis, Mistam, when the kohen receives it, he's allowed to bring it. Here also, why wasn't there a special box to say kinei chayver on it? That an isha, that's yeledis or a zavam, when they have a chayv to bring their two birds, let them put their money in this box. And what should we be afraid? Maybe one of the Bailam died? No, we're not afraid they died. There's a cheskas chai, that since you put the money in there, you were alive when you put it in, and every single day the kanim empty out the pushka and take the money and buy the kabonis right away, so we're not afraid they died in such a short time. So again, it's Shver, according to Rabbi Yehuda then, why wasn't there a special pushka for the kinei chayva? What are we afraid? Maybe somebody will die? No, you see enough in the din here that even if you send yichatis from dinas hayom, we're not afraid the person is going to die. So for sure here that every single day the kanim used to empty out all the money in the kanim chayvam, and they used to, if there would have been a pushka there, they would empty it out every single day and buy the kabonis that day. So what are we afraid? So Gemara answers, Ela mishum chatis meisu balei vaday. The chash is maybe not the pshat, we're afraid maybe somebody died, but we're afraid what's going to be the case that we know for sure one of them died. In other words, if there's going to be a pushka there in the Beis Hamikdash, that whoever has a chayv to bring the kanim, put your money here and we'll take care for you. We'll buy it during that day, we'll buy the two birds for you. One for the chatas, one for the oila. So you have 100 people now that put their money there. Now what's going to be in the middle of the day, we know for sure that one of those people died. Not that we have a doubt, maybe yes, maybe no. Doubts we don't have. For sure they're still alive. That the chesk is chai. But what's going to be if it came an announcement, we know that Chaim was nifter. And we know today Chaim put the money in this pushka. So b'zoi, all this money now you're not going to be able to use. Because we know Chaim's money is in here. And Chaim's money is called chate shemesa baleho, which is lemisa ozlo. You're not allowed to use that money to buy the carbon. So in such a case, we're going to be stuck. If a lot of people put their money together in one pushka, and later we'll find out for sure that one of them died, so all the money is going to go in vain. You can't use any of the money, because we have to be afraid any money you're going to use now, maybe it's the money that came from this person that was mason ready, and the locker is you can't use that money, because the chatesh shemesa baler is the misazlam. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. There's no special kan for a kinei chayva. There's no special shofar for the kinei chayva. Because we're afraid you're going to lose or ruin all the money, not to be able to use the money there. So at the Gemara, v'nivrar arba zuzi, v'nishtaya b'mayu. Like, what are you afraid about? True, let's say we hear that Chaim died. So Chaim Mestama put in money there, enough to buy two birds. So Mestam, each bird costs like 2 zuzim. So when that money put in 4 zuzim there. True. So we have $4 worth of Chaim's money that Chaim died, and the Chur, we can't use his money now for the Chattis. But the answer is, why don't we just take it, take out of this pushka now $4, and throw it the Maya, throw it into the river. As if to say, true, your money, your Chaim's money that you were made, we're not going to use it right now, because we can't bring a carbon from that money. But that's called the Chata Shemesa Baleo, is Lemisazlam. But the money that's left over, that money we should be able to use. So what is the Yehuda afraid? Maybe somebody will be mace? No. Even when we find out somebody was mace, we have an Eitzah to straighten everything out. Like Rashi says, V'nivra arba zuzi, Dimei HaChatas. Let's take out this $4 that he spent for the Dimei HaChatas. V'zuzi pshitikomer, zuzi medina, sheyesh ches mihem v'zuzi turi. V'em Dimei Prey Dachas. That's how much it costs to buy one bird. In other words, take out the money that he would have had to bought the bird for the chatis. The bird that he has, the money he has to spend for the oila, that's alright. Because even if the owner dies, you're still allowed to bring the carbon. It's only for the money of the chatis. So take out the 4 zuzim that cost to buy the one bird for the chatis. And throw the money away, and the rest of the money should be mutter. So again, we should not have any chash. What are we afraid about?